Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Coming to you from our nation's capital, Insight on Business, the News Hour. Welcome back. With us in Washington is Amanda Wonke. She is the Chief Engagement and Communications Officer for the Des Moines Area Regional Transit Authority. You might know them as DART. Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Nice to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here with you in D.C.
So you and your CEO, Elizabeth Prosciutto, are both here today, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Why?
You know, it is all about collaboration and relationships. And like we heard at a luncheon not too long ago, we are all wanting to speak together on one voice. And one thing we know is essential for the Des Moines area is workforce. And
boy,
a piece that comes that with that is transportation. And so we want to be out here talking both with our federal folks who are out here, as well as people from Des Moines who are on the trip.
One of the neat things about these trips is that we get to forge relationships, not only with legislators or aides to the legislators, but also each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that has got to be valuable. I know MPO is here as well.
Yes. And for DART, we have 19 member governments. And so you think there are a lot of city council representatives here, chambers of commerce who are here, folks that it can take a long time to get on each other's calendars and to have a couple of concentrated days together. We're often able to get a lot of business done.
What are you expecting for the future with regard to transportation in the Des Moines metro area?
Sure. So one of the exciting things that has just happened recently with DART is that an independent task force recommended a new governance structure for DART. And one thing we have heard is that there is increased need for transit in our community, especially as we need
Absolutely.
To connect people to jobs. We hear a lot from employers that, hey, we've got an unemployment rate of 3%. That's great. We've got to figure out how to get those people who can to work. And lots of times transportation is that barrier for them. And so as we've been looking at best how to do that, the commission has had a lot of conversations about how do we ensure all 19 of our member governments are best represented at the table as we make decisions. And so an independent task force has actually recommended a more representative structure that would actually give every member community a seat at the table.
More voice at the, at the event. And you're here in Washington, D.C., because obviously federal legislation and money from the feds mean a big thing for transportation. Because let's face it, you could not survive without government assistance.
Yes. And as we've been talking about federal government, infrastructure is
right.
a key word. Yeah. And we want to make sure that public transit is considered to be a part of that. Iowa has public transit in all 99 of our counties. And so
is that right?
That is right, yep. And so it is really important, not just to the Des Moines region, but to the state, that as we look at connecting people to jobs and to the resources that are so important to them, that as we look at that infrastructure, we make sure that public transit is a part of that conversation.
How does the changing structure of Des Moines, how is that impacting DART? As we look at more and more people living downtown, close to some of the office complexes, not necessarily maybe in the suburbs as much, but living in the city core more, does that change how you deliver service?
It does. We're having a lot of conversations about how we best serve, especially downtown. There is so much growth downtown.
Yeah.
But we know there's also the growth in our suburbs. And so there's a lot of important conversations happening about what services best meet which areas. And that's why we're trying to be as innovative as possible. And what might be the best service in the core of Des Moines or downtown Des Moines might look different than something in a smaller, more extended suburb. And so some of what we're looking at is partnerships with Uber or Lyft, on-demand technology, where we might have enhanced corridors with more shelters. In those denser parts of Des Moines, we really hear a lot of requests for shelters and more frequency.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the big things we hear, and you and I have talked about before, later and earlier hours. We have a lot of people working overnight shifts, and they need to be able to get to their jobs. And so we want to make sure that we can do what we can, and that we really look at transit and transportation as an investment, not an expense. Because if we can get people to jobs, that is far better than any other outcome.
That's exactly right, and all boats tend to rise yes. when we're all doing better. Amanda, thanks for doing this.
Thank
really
you for having
it.
Me.
It's always a pleasure. Amanda Wonky, ladies and gentlemen, she is with the Des Moines Area Regional Transit Authority, and we're so grateful for her time spending with us here in Washington, D.C. All right, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with some folks from Iowa Works. There's a huge job and career fair happening next week here in the greater Des Moines Metro. We'll tell you all about that when the Business News Hour from Washington, D.C. continues. Don't you